eyesight to learn about the world. So when it gets dark, most people leave the woods for the brightness of houses or lantern-lit campsites. But if we only used our ears, we would learn many things about nature which are hidden from the daytime. Listen. These are the sounds of the nighttime forest. That bird-like call is a male tree frog singing to attract a prospective mate. Male crickets also sing their songs to lure females.
I see crickets.
Their calls are produced by rubbing together the front wings. You're listening to a common field cricket. Just like all cold-blooded creatures, crickets respond to temperature changes. As the temperature rises, their song becomes more rapid and intense. In fact, we can determine the air temperature precisely by counting the number of chirps emitted in 14 seconds, and then adding 40. The total is the temperature in degrees Fahrenheit. Let's try it. Ready? Begin.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
14 seconds have passed and 26 chirps were counted. Add 40 and we have a temperature of 66 degrees. Birds call at night not to attract mates, but to defend their territories. The whippoorwill may repeat its call hundreds of times with no discernible cause. Barred owls are also known for their haunting calls, which can send shivers down the spine of anyone visiting the night woods. But when it comes to catching its prey, the owl is deadly silent. Soft, specialized feathers give the bird a soundless flight.